Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you are listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and Park Coalition Radio, as well as hello to my Blog Talk Radio community and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week, and today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products, and you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, I'm excited about today's topic. It's yes, you can eat healthy this holiday season with health coach Jennifer Dent. I had an opportunity to interview her. So I'm looking forward to sharing that interview with you. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be piggybacking off of that topic. And during my Taylor's Tip time is I am going to be giving you five things you can do to conquer clutter before the end of the year. Just five things. Just five. And then, of course, I will have my product suggestion, app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion of the week. So before I share with you my interview with Jennifer Dent, as we head into Thanksgiving, I went out on Google and found some very interesting facts that I wanted to share with you. First of all, 30 pounds is the average weight of the turkeys that we buy. 30 pounds, which is pretty big. $2.4 billion is spent on Thanksgiving dinner. $2.4 billion. And 316,000 acres of potatoes were harvested in Idaho in 2013. That's 2013. 316,000. I know I love my potatoes. Mashed, potato salad, you name it. French fries, you name it. I love potatoes. So now I am going to share with you that, yes, we can eat healthy this holiday season. Yes, without overindulging. So I am going to share with you my interview with Jennifer Dent.
Listeners, healthy holiday eating. Yes, it is possible. And joining me is Jennifer Brown. She's health coach. And I asked her to return because our last interview, Jennifer said something that stuck in my mind, and that she enjoys eating food. And I wanted her to share with us how we can enjoy the holiday season, enjoying what we love, guilt-free. So for those of you who do not know who Jennifer Brown is, she supports busy women who still want to rock their skinny jeans without extreme diet, calorie counting, pills, and deprivation. Her ideal client is ready to learn how to love living a healthy life and jump off the roller coaster for good. So thank you, Jennifer, for joining us.
Thank you for having me again, Janet. I appreciate the invitation.
And like I was just sharing with you briefly, I wanted you to come back because you, just in the way you talk, but also because I follow you on Instagram and Facebook, you really enjoy food and enjoy eating it. And I wanted you to share with people how they can still maintain whatever you know, diet they have implemented in their lives, but still enjoying the holiday season without the guilt of relatives saying, well, you know, you really should be eating this. Well, I want to have the spare ribs right now because they're good. But I am going to put a little side of vegetables on it, you know. So.
That's always good. That's always good. I just want to make, before we jump into the questions, I want to make one little tiny change. So you can find me online at jenniferdent.com.
Okay.
So for business purposes, I go by Jennifer Dent, and, you know,
okay.
Brown is the married name.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just wanted to, you know, to respect Mr. Brown, so that's why I called you Jennifer Brown. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, and starting, can you provide us with a few ways we can eat healthy when attending the holiday family dinner? And this is specifically, you know, for me, because I remember as I was sharing with the spare ribs, I went to my cousin. This was like a couple days before Thanksgiving, and she's a great cook. And she's like, Janet, I put some spare ribs on just for us. And then her mother-in-law said, well, you know, you really need to be eating healthy right now. You shouldn't be eating. And I said, okay, I'm going to implement some vegetables in this, but I was looking forward to the spare ribs because I only get to see her once a year, so I know this is my treat time. So when we're attending the holiday family dinner, how can we, like, eat health, maintain our healthiness without the guilt of everybody who may be saying, well, you're not eating enough or you should eat more of this. So
mm-hmm.
how can we do that?
Well, tell me where I can come get some spare ribs. I love a good barbecue rib. One of the things I think is important to remember about the holidays is that these are evenings and days and holidays for celebration with our families, with our friends. We should be able to sit down and enjoy a meal, enjoy being around people, like you said, you only see one time a year. And the last thing we want to worry about, feel stressed out about is, oh, my goodness, what's going on my plate? I'm stressed out because there's all this good food, and I don't want to eat too much because it's going to make me fat. And all of that focus and all of that attention on food and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat takes away from the special occasion of spending time with friends and family. So with that said, my strategy, I guess, for holiday eating is really not to have any restrictions on those special days, but use common sense. So have your spare ribs. But like you said, put some vegetables on the side. I think, you know, most of us know that eating green beans is better for us than eating a big plate of macaroni and cheese. So when you're choosing, you're fixing your plate, put a little macaroni and cheese on your plate. So also along with that, you know, put some green beans on there. At most family dinners, Thanksgiving, I know at my family we always have at least three or four desserts. We've got a couple cakes, a couple pies hanging around. Do you need to taste all of them? Probably not. I mean, you've had one pumpkin pie, you've had pumpkin pie. You know what it tastes like. So don't overindulge. Enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy the time with your friends. Enjoy your food, but don't stress out so much that you either, A, don't eat enough, or two, you just are like, whatever, it's the holidays, I'm going to town, and you eat so much food, you're physically uncomfortable and stuffed.
And that's what usually happens. I mean, the family, they eat so much, and then everybody's just jockeying for a space to sit and pass
mm-hmm.
out afterwards. So, and I like your tip about how to have, like, a little bit of something on your plate, because one of the things I've learned, especially because desserts, is that I'll get a great dessert, but then what will happen is sometimes, like you said, people will bring so much stuff, so the hostess is like, can you take something? So I
mm-hmm.
will probably opt to take something that I didn't eat or taste.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
that way it kind of gives me a balance instead of trying to just get like three and four different pies on my plate and trying to eat them all in one sitting. So.
Yeah, After the first couple of bites, they all kind of start to taste the same. You're
yeah.
like, oh, I'm just stuffing this down my throat. But my other strategy for holiday eating, and this actually goes for anytime you go out, anytime you, you know, you typically may overindulge, but especially during the holidays, don't take the food home with you. So eat what you're going to eat during the day, on that day, on Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy it. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Do not take the food home with you, because more than likely you're going to consume, you know, more calories than you would normally consume on a regular day, just because there's a plethora of food and you're sitting around and food is just there. It's just, it's unavoidable. So that's fine for one day of going way over your calories. But what happens is we tend to take all the leftovers home, and we end up eating Thanksgiving dinner again on Friday. We eat it again on Saturday, and we continue eating it again on Sunday. So we have 3 or 4 days of overeating, and that's when the pounds start to pile on. So if you're going to enjoy, you know, enjoy it on Thursday, and that's it. When they say, oh, you want to take something home with you, just say no. And then go back to your normal, healthy eating. I like to call my house the clean zone. So everything within the house that we keep here is clean food that we normally eat on a regular basis. We go out, we go out. We eat, you know, whatever's there. But we never bring the food home.
Wow, that's so simple to do. It's like wow. That is the key. Yeah, you go out, like you said, you always go out. We enjoy our food, but then when you bring it in the house, that's the problem, because then you are constantly eating it as if you were there, and you're still, like you said, Friday and Saturday, and probably into Sunday. So that is a really, just say no, taking food out. The leftovers home. Wow, that'll be a tweetable. That's something that I'll have to tweet. Just say no to leftovers. So what about, okay, so now we've gotten the family dinner. So the holiday Christmas party, how do we navigate that? Because sometimes you walk in there, usually it's about 5, maybe 6 o'clock. Sometimes you even haven't eaten all day. So how do you navigate that buffet of all of those wonderful scents and smells and tastes?
Well, I use the same strategy that I would use at Thanksgiving dinner at Grandma's house. You know, eat a little bit, don't overindulge, try not to go hungry, because you know what happens when you go hungry. And if they have cocktails, you mix that in there, you know, you're just going to end up eating a ton of food. But enjoy, have fun. If you go to these Christmas parties, it's not to sit there and eat all the hors d'oeuvres, it's to celebrate and to socialize with people and to network. So if you're talking to people, then you won't have time to stuff your face with all types of food. Another little strategy is at these little cocktail parties, it's very hard to hold a drink and a plate in your hands and, like, talk and shake hands. So if you just focus on carrying a drink, whether that's a glass of water or a soda or a cocktail, have one glass of whatever in your hand, and then it's harder to balance a plate, so you won't be bothered with trying to, like, hold a plate as well.
And that's a really great tip, to focus on the networking and the socializing and not the food.
Yeah,
that's a good
absolutely.
Tip. Yeah, and that's good, and you're right. You cannot network and talk to people, and you've got your cocktail, your drink, and then also your plate of food, and you're trying to get out your business card. Trying to navigate it all, it just is impossible.
Yeah.
Well, my next question is really probably is my personal question, Jennifer. Okay. Now, every year I attend these. One is a cookie. This last year it was the cookie baking party. From the cookie baking party, I went to the cookie party. And that was basically the dining room table was just covered with nothing but sweets, desserts, you name it, it was there. So how does a person, or how do I go to these things, prepare myself before I even step into the cookie baking party and then go from there to the cookie party without having the sugar rush? I mean, should I eat a light snack before I go? drink lots of water, because I realized the last time I went, it was like I had a really sugar high. It was like, okay, mm-hmm. why do I think I'm still 17 years old?
What happens, the bad thing about the sugar high is the sugar crash afterwards.
Yeah.
And that's when you're feeling super lethargic and tired and like, oh my goodness, all I can do right now is lay down. So I think it's funny that you're going to all these like cookie events. how many cookies can one eat during the holiday?
and they both scheduled them on the same day. Usually they're spread out, but that last year it was the same day, and I'm like, I hope it's not like this Christmas, because I may have to like decline one or the other. So.
Well, I think it sounds fun. I mean, I wouldn't decline an invitation mm-hmm. if you think it's going to be a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see people that you wouldn't normally see,
yeah.
or you get maybe getting to meet some new people.
Yeah.
It just happens to be cookies at the event. So if cookies are your thing, you can either decide, okay, I'll have one cookie. If you feel like one cookie is going to tip you over the edge, then don't eat any cookies.
Okay.
If you feel like that is your downfall and you eat one, you're going to end up eating 10, even though it is a cookie party, just don't eat them. I mean, walk in, make up in your mind before you go in and say, you know, my goal is not to eat the cookies, but to
okay.
enjoy the socialization, enjoy. Or you can just, you know, run in and say, hey, just wanted to stop by. You're going to feel like too tempted.
Okay.
You're standing there for 3 hours around cookies. You say, I just want to stop by and say hi, give yourself like 20 minutes, and then go.
And you know, and that's a good, because as you were talking, I was thinking, okay, for the cookie baking, I can bake the cookies, but I really don't have to eat them.
No.
So what I could do is just go there, bake the cookies, because I love that one because it's a lot of socialization. I meet new people, get to know new
mm-hmm.
people. And then usually at the cookie party, it's people I haven't seen in about a year. So, I, you know, and sometimes I will eat like a cookie or two there. So I think I have found my solution should they be both scheduled on the same day within hours of each other.
Yeah, and again, Dan, you know, one or two cookies, over the long haul is not going to kill you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens is if you eat one or two cookies at the first event, then you eat three or four at the second event, and then you take home a dozen, and then you're nibbling on cookies for, like, the next week, that's when you start running into issues. So,
yeah.
you know you're going to have, and just say you slip up. Say the cookie events are all on Tuesday, and you're like, oh, man, I ended up eating five cookies, like five big cookies. Then, you know, when you go home the next day, you need to make up in your mind, like, well, whatever I eat today is going to have very little sugar in it. And give your body time to digest the cookies and process all of the processedness of those cookies.
Okay.
And just eat really, really clean the next day.
Okay. All right. And I will do that. And it sounds like you just, like, followed me around last year, because that's what I did, Jennifer. I ate cookies at the cookie-making party. At the cookie party, and then I had all these cookies that I made that I brought home, and I was eating for the week. So now I know. See, now I have a strategy for this year to enjoy the holidays, to enjoy the people, but not get the sugar high and not have eat the cookies and sweets all week long.
Yeah.
So thank you.
The one
Jennifer.
Day event. You're welcome.
Yes, a one day. Well, so Jennifer, is there like a tip? Or maybe two, of something that we can do every day that to maintain the healthy eating, the healthy taking care of our bodies.
Absolutely. So my first tip that I ever always tell everyone is to drink your water. If you're drinking at least 2 to 3 liters of water a day, then your stomach can't hold but so much food anyway. So just say, for instance, before your cookie party, you're in your car driving, and you drink 16 ounces of water before you go in, you probably are less apt to drink like a cocktail, and you're probably less apt to drink or eat more food. So just naturally, you know, drinking more water through the day, which is something you should be doing each and every day, will help keep your stomach full. For those days and those special occasions when you do overindulge, like on Thanksgiving or your cookie event, I always like to think the next day you eat very, very clean, or you practice something I call intermittent fasting, which basically is don't eat until you're hungry the next day. Give your digestive system a break. Allow it time to really process all of the food that you ate the day before, and just don't tax it out. So if you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, for example, on Thursday, and you maybe had your last piece of turkey and a little bit of cranberry sauce, a little like last bit before you go home, at maybe just say 8 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, like I said, you don't take any leftovers home, so you're not tempted to eat anything. Just drink a lot of liquids, drink a lot of warm water with lemon to help with the detoxification, and don't wake up in the morning and have, like, a pancake and sausage breakfast. Wait until you are actually feel physically hungry to eat. And for most of us, that may not be until noon the next day, could be even later, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then just eat a normal meal.
Wow. Those are some great strategies, Jennifer. It's like, you know, it seems like it's so simple the way you just put it, and it's like, wow. That makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, it just makes so much sense. Like you said, you probably eat, I mean, because you're eating all day on Thanksgiving, and mm-hmm. you do not need to wake up on Friday morning, and like you said, and have this huge breakfast. You need to just let your body just tell you when it's hungry. Wow,
yeah.
Jennifer.
Yep.
Wow. So you gave
me... you let everything kind of be balanced out. So if you're a calorie counter, mm-hmm. Which I don't necessarily suggest, but if you're counting calories and you're like, have this big spike of calorie and caloric intake on Thursday, for the next 7 days, if you kind of even things out and you eat less on Friday and you kind of eat the same way Saturday and Sunday, then you'll see, you know, your calorie caloric intake start to balance out. And it's, you'll look at it and say, oh, it's really no different than, you know, my normal week of eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've heard it, listeners. That was Jennifer Dent, health
you
coach.
Got it.
So, Jennifer, well, I mean, I'm going to be, like, tweeting like crazy. So, how can people get in contact with you?
Best way to get in contact with me is at my website, jenniferdent.com, and you can always email me, jennifer@jenniferdent.com. I always appreciate to get emails from people with questions or things that they're struggling with. I'm more than happy to answer them.
And people, please visit her website, send her a question. I love the it was the week-long, the challenge that you sent out, the drinking water challenge. I
mm-hmm.
love that. That
mm-hmm.
was really good because now I drink my water. I have my lemon water. I'm conscious of getting up in the morning and drinking water. So I thank you for that, Jennifer.
Good. You're welcome.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for your time. It is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. And thanks again for the invitation.
And you have a wonderful evening.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Motivated Michelle Farmer of Mary Kay Cosmetics, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
That was an awesome interview with Jennifer Dent. I mean, she said so many things. She says, don't take food home. So you're not supposed to take food home. Eat a little bit before you go to these networking parties so you and don't go hungry. And she also said, the day after Thanksgiving, let your body rest a little. Let your stomach digestive system rest and let your body tell you when you're hungry. Wow. Simple, 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 simple tips. So be sure to visit Jennifer at jenniferdent.com or send her an email at jennifer@jenniferdent.com. Our sponsor offering listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audiobooks. Download a title free. Start listening. It's that easy. So go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That's audibletrial.com/get organized. Now, my book for this week is Things I Am Grateful For. Now, this is a book for kids, but I believe in a book for kids ages. That these are the types of things that motivate us as adults. We learn sometimes, it says, different things. These are bedtime stories, cute short stories for kids about being thankful. And I think sometimes when we see the simple things that we need to be thankful for, then we will just be overjoyed at all the wonderful things that we have in our homes and in our lives. And it's basically about gratitude and appreciation can make life wonderful. Their five short stories are excellent for teaching the little ones, but I think it's going to teach us big ones how to be thankful for things we have. Each story is beautifully crafted with morals and lessons about gratitude and includes just for fun activities so everybody can get involved. So this is The Things I'm Grateful For by Arnie Lightning. Again, The Things I'm Grateful For by Arnie Lightning. And it is. It's supposed to be a book for kids, but you know what? Sometimes it's a cute little girl on a swing on the cover. But you know, sometimes it's little things. I mean, I know that sometimes I watch certain shows, even though they're geared to children, they're stories, but I learn so much about it because sometimes we just need to learn things from the simplest forms, how thankful we need to be and how grateful in this season, but all year long. So, again, being thankful, The Things I Am Thankful For. It's my audiobook selection, and I thought that was really cute. So, moving on for my Tailor Tip Time. Now, everybody get ready, because these are five things you can do right now so you can be organized by 2016. So when the clock strikes 12 at 2016, you will be organized. First, the thing you do, go through your home and recycle all the red magazines and newspapers. Put them out on the next scheduled pickup. So if you come home and you've got a pile of magazines, pile of paper, pile of newspapers, get rid of them. Another thing, number two, place a small basket on your dresser to corral small items. So it could be a basket, it could be a dish to corral maybe the small earrings, the change, the watch. Maybe you need a container just to put your glasses so you can find them in the morning. Number three, purchase a utensil organizer and conquer those junk drawers throughout your home. Somebody came to me one time and said they have five junk drawers. Well, conquer one at a time. Toss all that stuff out that you no longer need. This is a season where you need to purge because you are going into, we are about six, seven weeks till we have a new year. It's time to get rid of the junk from this year and from previous years. The next thing, you want to organize your tax receipts by placing them in large envelope and label them taxes 2015. Please don't wait until you have to go to your tax preparer and you have got a huge suitcase. Please don't do that because you'll save yourself money. Think about it. You show up with an entire suitcase full of receipts. And here I walk in the door, and all I have is a sheet of paper that has all the categories because I've been keeping track of them all year. Who do you think is going to pay less, or more, I should say, to have the taxes prepared? And number five, clean out your purse and wallet. Clean it out. So toss those old receipts, expired coupons, and scraps of paper. I was recently having a conversation with somebody, and she said in the country she was visiting, she said after 30 days, the receipts, the ink on the receipt almost disappears, evaporates, so those receipts are no longer valid or good for anything. So think about that. As you hold on to those receipts, and even the receipts that you have stored away somewhere, and you look at them, and really you can't read it. So think about that. So one, recycle newspapers and magazines have a place to catch things on your dresser. Get rid of the junk in the junk drawer. Organize your taxes and get the clutter out of your purse. Because Susie Orman said, clutter repels money. Yes, clutter repels money. And before I want to move on, before I am going to move on, are you really ready to clear the clutter before the end of the year? Then you need to check out my virtual and long distance organizing services. I do still go on site locally, but you may be in an area where you need some help. So no matter where you're located, send me a photo and your visions and your goals for the space. I can develop a step-by-step plan for you to clear the clutter and get organized. So, yes, I can. If you just, we can schedule a time and I can sit and I can look at the pictures and I can actually develop a plan by looking at the pictures. Once I see the pictures, once I hear what your goals are, I can come up with a plan for you. And how I work with clients is each week or every 2 weeks, we get together via phone, via Skype, via FaceTime to see what the next step needs to be. So think about it. So JanetMTaylor.com, just go to my website and just read up on it. And also if you're locally based, be sure to check out my website as well. So, of course, moving on to Janet's mailbag, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, and your post on Facebook. And thank you all for following me on social media. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you on Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Well, today is Monday, so you know what tomorrow is. It is Tuesday, Toss It Tuesday, and it is time for us to get ready for Thanksgiving because that's next week. So we better start with the pantry. I always say the pantry, the cupboard, the kitchen cabinets. Get rid of the stuff, any item that is expired. You need to get rid of it now because you need to make room for all the stuff you are going to be buying this weekend. Yes, you're going to be filling up your cupboards, your cabinets, your pantry. They always say when I say cupboard, makes me seem old. But your pantry, your kitchen cabinets, you're going to be filling them up with all kinds of ingredients and food. And even your refrigerator, but it's time to clear it out, clear out that stuff. So that's what you should do tomorrow, Toss It Tuesday. And I actually started doing my tosses on today, but I'll show you tomorrow if you follow me on social media. I was going to say Instagram. On social media, the stuff that I decided to get rid of. I started looking at my refrigerator, and I said, I haven't used this. I don't need this. Oh, my goodness. Start looking at expiration dates. It's amazing they kind of creep up on you. So remember that. Well, moving on to my app suggestion. And because we're moving into the season, there's a gratitude app. And it's getgratitude.com. And you can write 5 things you are grateful for each day. And it has vision boards. And I think that's great because I feel that in our busyness too, go to work and pay bills and have all these things on our to-do list and cross all these things off our to-do list that we lose focus. We forget that we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be grateful for. The events of the weekend and also just waking up every day and looking at the news and seeing what just transpired overnight. I look at even my own life where I was, but now where I am just so grateful. So get that get that gratitude app. And every day you have to write 5 things down you're grateful. Every day I write down 7. My product suggestion, because it's near that season where we're going to be transporting food from my house to grandma's house and et cetera. The Corningware French Wits 3-quart baking dish. And what I like about this is from Bed Bath & Beyond, is that it's a dish with a cover, but it is a case. Because, you know, you're cooking stuff, it's still hot, you want to keep it warm, but this also keeps everything nice together and protected in a nice little container. And, of course, if you follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you will be able to see exactly what that product looks like. And my repurpose. And basically, I saw a wonderful light fixture for the kitchen. So we're in the kitchen getting ready. They were ladles that were used to make a fan. It was just beautiful. You have to go to my repurpose page and actually to see that. But there's so many wonderful things that people are using to repurpose. I mean, just today, there was some cake, 10 cake pans that were attached to the wall and used to put things. So there's so many ways you can repurpose things. And if you have found a creative way to repurpose something, be sure to go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and make sure that you upload a picture and you let me know what it was and what your function of using it now is. I would love to hear from you because that's the way we can really help the environment. That's the way we can save money. That's the way we can just be creative, create a space especially for us. So again, my app suggestion is getgratitude.com. Corningware baking dish with lids, and it's portable from Bed Bath & Beyond. And just taking some ladles and creating a lamp for the kitchen. Wow. Well, of course, I want you all to just make sure you go visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. We are going through and making some changes. We have long distance and virtual organizing, as I shared with you earlier. But I hope that you will definitely sign up to be on my mailing list. So, of course, if you do, you go to my website, you will get a copy of 30 minutes or less. 30 tips that you can use in your home, your office, and life that you can do in 30 minutes or less. Because near the end of the year, I will be doing some little special things. So I want to make sure that you take advantage of them. Also, if you go to my website and read my blog, you should also see my latest blog, which is my top 10 organizing product picks. So if you know someone, your home, your life, your office, etc., and you know that they want to get organized, then I have a gift idea for them. I have gift ideas for the pet lovers, gift ideas for the chef, gift ideas for the home manager, gift ideas for the fashionista. So whatever their passion and love is, but they still just need a little bit of organizing, then I hopefully have chosen a product specifically that will meet their needs and will definitely meet your budget. And, of course, there's always the gift of organizing as well. Well, next week, returning guest Beth Macy, and we're going to be talking about a simple Christmas. I won't go into details, but, you know, Beth and I get together, and we both feel the same way about Christmas. But this is talking about the stuff that maybe we can do without and get back to the basics of Christmas and the true meaning of it. So I'm looking forward to that. And then following that, organizing and decorating your home for the holidays with Felicia Wallace Benton. Then in December, I am excited. I will be talking to Tish Times, and she is the author of The Networking Playbook. I am looking so forward to that because I wanted to bring Tish on because we are in a season now where we're out there, we're networking at these Christmas parties and the company parties, the holiday parties, and it's time for us to leverage and maximize our efforts when we're out there so we can move ourselves and our businesses to another level. And she has wrote an awesome book. I love that tool. I love the way it's set up because it's just so organized. That can help you. But not only in this season, but also take those tips and maximize your results in 2016. And then we also want to have Tracy Smith, and she's going to be coming with us because when Tracy comes, it'll be about mid-month in December. So Thanksgiving is behind us, but then we've got the Christmas and the New Year. So we need to learn some stress relieving techniques, but also not only for this season, because you're going to be in the midst, but also for 2016, how we can deal with stress. I talk to a lot of people under a lot of stress. A lot of it is they just need to get organized, but sometimes it's all the demands that work and life can have and what we can do, because stress affects us in so many ways. So I hope you will join us for that. So, again, Beth Macy next week. Then after that is Felicia Wallace-Benton. Then after that is Tish Times talking about networking. And then after that is Tracy Smith talks stress. And I will be probably, you know, doing the last two shows of the new year solo. I'm going to, on the show before Christmas, just give you a few of my Christmas tips in regards to life. And that's going to be my gift to you. My gift to you is going to just kind of give you some organizing nuggets for life. And then the last show of the year is to give you just some nuggets on how to really just enjoy life and just embrace the new year. So I do hope you will join me. I hope you will share that with your family and friends. My quote for this week is, food is essential to life, therefore make it good. Sometimes, yes, we need to eat healthy. I have been eating without salt. And when I say without salt, you know, some people, they have the salt and pepper shakers on the table. I haven't had that since I was, I would say, 12th grade. So I'm not sure exactly. You know, sometimes I get a little forgetful. But since I was a 12th, not even a 12th grade, 12 years old, thank you, memory, 12 years old, because my mother at that time was diagnosed with high blood pressure and hypertension. So therefore, she stopped using salt. She used more herbs and spices. So I've been disciplined. A few years after that, I had to discipline myself to give up the sugar. So I use honey or I use nothing at all. But I enjoy food. So when I go out, yes, food's got salt in it. When I go over to somebody else's house, yes, the food's got salt in it. So I enjoy food, and that's what it is meant to be enjoyed, not something to be, Joe, I got to do without this. No. Find out. Contact a Jennifer Dent, health coach, and figure out what works for you. So food is essential to life. Therefore, make it good. So I do hope that you will definitely visit my website at janetmtaylor.com to find out about on-site organizing, to find out about long-distance virtual organizing, to schedule a session with me. Also, just make sure that you are a part of the mailing list because you will get the newsletter that's sent out twice a month. Also, I've got some great things planned for the end of this year, but also for 2016. I've got teleclasses, e-courses, all of that stuff. They're pulling everything out of me. So, and I hope that you will have an opportunity to take advantage of some of those as well. So I thank you so much for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And always just visit my website at JanetMTaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.